Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rotetos! It's part one of episode three here today, and I am very excited because this has been such a wonderful little arc. It was wonderful getting to play with John Mackey. Obviously, I know I get to play with John Mackey all the time, but I didn't get to play, as in be a player. And hopefully you've enjoyed me being a player as well. It's been a great time. It's quite rare these days that I do get to play, so I'm going to make the most of it when I do get to. Because I'm out here doing a lot of these shows, and speaking of these shows, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who is a part of this community and, you know, continues to listen to these episodes, whether here or on the Patreon, because you guys are, you know, you make the world of difference. We literally couldn't do this show. I couldn't pay my, you know, wonderful cast and the crew and everyone that comes together to make this show happen if it wasn't for your generosity and support and love. And so I just want to say a huge, massive thank you. And if you did want to get involved, you did want to support the show, then you can get 50% off your first month over on the Patreon by using the code SHADDY50. That's SHADDY50, and you will get 50% off your first month.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody.
Get out!
Oh, I didn't like that sound.
I can't speak.
Oh, no.
Come on, get up, Trooper. Here we go. While Jasper nurses his larynx, hi, Rotators. I'm Edward Spence, he, him, and I am your rotating GM for this. Okay, now, up front. I'll save the apologies. Let's hear from our incredible players, the wonderful John Mackey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, yet again.
And, come on, man, get up. Okay, get up, you're making me look bad. This isn't a good look for me.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I've been punched directly in the larynx. Oh god, is that blood?
It's got too real.
Don't milk it. Come on. Okay. Well, while Jasper's
okay, sorry,
like,
hi, I'm Jasper. Sorry. Sorry, I used the inspiration I got in the last episode to recover from the grievous wounds that I had sustained.
Oh, so you burned that?
No, fuck you. Absolutely, fuck you. Very excited to be here. Thanks so much, Edward Spence, for being our GM once again. John, just real quick.
Yeah.
We're going to do this, right? We're going to do this?
We're going to do something here, Jasper. We're going to do something. And let's just say, my thoughts, there ain't going to be three walkie-talkies by the 3D printing machine by the end of this thing.
No. I honestly thought you were going to say, my thoughts, I have no thoughts.
No, I got thoughts, and it's just that only three, huh?
That's all we had left. Do you know what's so funny as well is that both of you guys were like, man, that's so clever. And I was like, I think if you think about it for a second, all I did was move them from like the cupboard. Like they were already on the ship.
Well, it's just now the visual representation is more video game like to me.
Exactly. It's helpful. It's helpful. And also we won't have their memories. So it's kind of helpful that like, we can be like, hey, dude,
yes,
this is the lowdown.
Yeah.
Get the walkie-talkie, get the fuck out, like get the trousers.
It's not that we only have three lives. It's that we only have three that will be able to communicate.
Versions of us that will get the full download of the story. Yeah.
So if we die more than three times, the other one's going to wander out naked into a completely foreign space that they don't understand.
John,
John, I just had the coolest idea.
What?
What if we transpire to die at the exact same time, and then we come back as, like, Chernal? And we do, like, fusion?
I don't know the rules of the 3D printing machine to know that it would be able to handle such a thing, Jasper. I don't want to risk it.
I do want to... Before we start, I do want to address the reindeer in the room. Obviously, last time I fucked up, and I just want to apologize again. I know we're halfway through, and so, like, these apologies do start to feel a little meaningless after a time.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I truly don't want to come across as insincere.
But like I said, Ed, like I said, we just need to listen to the truth of the episode.
Sure.
Like, as long as we're being earnest, then I think that, like, listen, if we get there and there's some Christmas references, there's some holiday references, as long as we feel like we've done our job, that is just the nature of the beast, and people will just have to live with it, right? Because we are the arbiters of this art, unfortunately, so...
In the same way, like, you know, artwork created in 2020 can't but help but, like, reflect that time period. Like, the art reflects the time that it's in, and, you know, whether we want it to or not. And I can't reiterate, I don't.
But we are recording this in April, and Ed is feeling very festive.
So festive. I've still got the Christmas tree up, honestly.
And I hate to say this, because I don't want to cause internal tension in the crew here, but... I've been posting on social media asking people if this arc is or is not a Christmas arc. And it is pretty split, you guys. It is pretty split.
Okay.
I'm going to go to social media and I'm going to be really upset if you haven't actually posted about the show. Because it'd be really helpful if you have posted about the show.
Wait,
it's really, really cool when people actually do some posting about the show.
I always collab on the Instagrams. It's the only one I use.
No organic posts made about the show. Okay.
So, although there are a whole bunch, like, why did they replace the GM? This one is bad. That bad has 5 A's.
Well, that was my cat.
It was actually the sheep that John owns.
Yeah, the sheep.
Really?
I met Cat. My sheep's name is Cat. It got on my phone and... Let me just say, it loves engagement. My sheep is rage baiting all the time.
Ed, please stop.
Start the episode, Ed. Enough of this. Start the episode.
Please go before me or John say anything else.
Okay, so genuinely, above table, I just want to remind you of the players that we have around the table before we begin our episode. So in terms of the Turlet family, so you know Yernal and Siphon, Bidetta, Lavina, Flushwick and Miraloo, as well as poor Selena. But do you recall the most famous Turlet of all? Shaddy, the constant fuck-up, had a very gnarly death. And that was just the first one. Fuck, no, sorry. Those are my other notes. Let me just, there we go. Okay. Let's start for real this time. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm really sorry. Okay, here we go. Okay, chapter 3.
And they actually, I want to be very clear as well, they are actually the names of the Turlet family, which I sent to Ed on a, ahead of this arc. Oh my goodness, Ed. A doggy treat, mid-arc. I don't even care. Fuck the arc bug. A doggy treat.
No. This is my bad. Let me get things back on track. Okay, so, not holiday arc. So, chapter 3, All I Want for Access. Fuck! Okay, right. Previously, on Shaddy Does a Die Hard. Shaddy, together with his brother, Yernal, infiltrated Century Tower, there to prevent a merger being signed between the companies Webflix and Co., a deal that would see their parents' company become nigh on insignificant. But as they made their approach, losing half their ship and their handler, Bro, in the process, they started to realize something as memories flooded back to them. They had lived countless lifetimes, reprinted and brought back over and over and over. And yet, through it all, through the loss and the death, the sadness and the tears, in each and every memory, Yernal and Shadrach Turlet had always found one another. And so too did they find others, because in the depths of Century Tower, they discovered others being held hostage. A series of diminutive figures, each wearing jangly, bell-covered shoes and pointed red hats. The employee legal firm, also known as Elf. And as these figures look up towards you, around 20 in total, as Shadi, you stand frozen in the doorway, and Yernal, you stand behind them. They look at all of you.
Well, hi, strangers!
Ed, question. Did these guys... Have they maybe at some point formed what might be referred to as a union?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so let me tell you something about the Turlet family. The word union is, like... If you were to say that at the Christmas table, no, fuck, just a dinner table, you would probably go to your room without food. Like, you know, that's like, you might as well drop like a C-bomb, you know what I mean, at the table for like no reason. Like, the word union is pretty bad.
Okay.
So I think Yernal immediately starts kind of, like behind the door, just starts sort of dry heaving. Shadi.
What?
Shadi.
What?
Is that Elf?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you guys Elf?
Yeah, no, we are. We're Elf. My name is Bud. This is Hatch. Hello. And this is Bailey. Hello. And we are the representatives of the employee legal firm.
I'll stride around the door and at this point and say, Chatty, you know, we could get two birds with one stone here. Mom and Dad would be super pleased. You know.
What?
If we also got rid of the union?
Killing these guys?
You, no, what? No, don't kill us.
Why would we not do that? We work for big business. You don't care about
you don't,
big business.
Hang on a second.
What do you mean? What? Okay, why?
Think about the optics of this. We're huge. These guys are little guys. It'll look like we're bullies.
But the thing is, they'll think that Webflix did this. Webflix doesn't give a shit about unions. That's 100% for sure.
But we don't know what's going on with these guys.
I'm pretty convinced that they don't want this merger to happen either, right? Because their conditions are going to get worse or whatever. I don't know. They complain a lot. Hey, Elf, did you get kidnapped here because you don't want this merger to happen?
Well, yeah, kind of. We came to plead for the release of our boss, mainly. But also, yeah, this merger...
Wait, your boss? Who's your boss?
And all of the elves kind of look around at one another and kind of murmuring amongst one another. Look,
who the fuck is it? Yernal gets weirdly intense. Who the fuck is your boss?
Can you at least?
I swear. And I take my fist and I ball it up like right under his chin. I'm like, if you say he's got a belly full of jelly or something remotely fucking whimsical, I'm a rock your world, okay, bud?
Make an intimidation check.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void were prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
23.
Oh, no. But just immediately.
Oh God. No. Oh no, he's skinny and he's clean shaven and he's and truth be told, Mister, we've not seen hide nor hair, not that he has hair, in a very, very long time.
Huh? Who is your boss?
Can you untie us? And we can talk about this, you know,
Just give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to side with my brother real quick, okay? But stay right there. I know you can't absolutely move, but stay right there.
Okay.
Hey, Shaddy, Shaddy.
I'm not killing these guys. It's too sad. It'd be too sad. I'm not killing these guys. I'm not going to kill these guys. You're no, you can't convince me.
Shaddy, first of all, you're too soft, okay? You need to just harden up a little bit, okay? Mom and Dad clearly didn't, you know, get her hooks in as much as they should have. Anyway, I've got an idea. These guys fucking hate Webflix as much as we do.
Yeah?
They can cause a little bit of fucking jangly chaos.
Oh.
So I'd say we let them loose, right?
This could be like the time at our holiday party when I was 12 when I accidentally brought in that big bag of squirrels that I found.
Dude, it wasn't a bag of squirrels. You bought in like 3 badgers, and they were fucking terrifying. Wait, they were so strong.
No, I brought in a bag of 12 squirrels.
It was 100% 3 badgers, and they stank.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree here.
There's
brother.
No way you could have caught 12 squirrels, dude. They're so hard to catch.
I am dexterous.
Dude, it was 3 badgers. It was 3 badgers, okay? Okay, how about this? We'll meet in the middle, okay? It was 6 foxes. Are we happy?
You're making stuff up now, Urinal.
You're making stuff up. 12 squirrels? You think you had the time to catch 12 squirrels? Dude.
I turned to all the elves and I say, you guys, we're not going to kill you, okay? But we need some help.
But who would win in a fight between 3 badgers and 12 squirrels?
That's not the question.
Whoever's going to free us truly at this point. We'll agree.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Are you guys scrappy?
Well, we're good with our hands, if that's what you're asking.
For what reason?
They look between one another. We're good with, construction.
Wait. Do you construct things like material goods that people buy in exchange for monetary value?
Not so much. We kind of give things away in a
No! Yodel like starts freaking out and like just sits in a corner and like cups his ears. It's like no.
Yeah, Shaddy shoves him against the wall and it's just like, all right, little guys. And he gets down on his knees like they're children because he doesn't understand that they're elves. Listen, fellas. There's bad people on this ship, and you know that. You know, they got your guy. They got your boss, your thin, hairless boss. Okay? We're here. And he looks back at Urinal because he knows that this is going to be kind of a lie. He's like, we got sent here to save everybody who's in trouble here, actually.
And then the elf known as Bailey just perks up. He's a little taller than the others, and just looking at you, so then you know about the prophecy.
Shaddy looks at Urinal like, who's like weeping. He's like, Urinal, get over here. Shut up. Get over
what?
Here.
Okay,
I don't know. I've never actually even heard that word before. What is it again?
I don't mean to do a whole bunch. And the elf called Hatch just pats him, and she looks across to you. Without wanting to exposit too much, the great prophecy stemming from the first great contract that was ever signed, when all things become one, only then shall one know true power. I assume that's why you're here to prevent this merger.
Who would know true power?
Whoever brings all things into one. No one knows the two who originally signed it, but many believe that this prophecy heralds the homogenization of the universe, something they call the great monopoly of magic.
Yodel suddenly is like, wait, I've seen this before. And it's like, in his head is like sifting through the drawers of that like massive desk that he was at. And was like, I've seen this before. Turns around, like looks Shaddy directly in the eye and is like, this is Mom and Dad's dream.
What?
This is it. This is, I think that Mom, like Mom has told me about this prophecy before. She used to read me this as like a bedtime story. Every single night before I went to sleep, She used to tell me about the Great Monopoly and how one day they would achieve it. They would achieve total dominance. Shaddy, can I be honest with you?
What?
I don't think that feels very good. And I don't know why, because it should. It should feel good.
Yeah, we like it. We like if our family's
I should love that. I should love the idea that we would have everything and everyone else would have nothing.
Right.
Oh, no. And Bailey leans forward. No. I mean, that's exactly what Webflix wants. For millennia, they've been folding in the very fabric of the universe with each purchase. Each company bought, they edge the universe closer to that monopoly. They wish to unify all things that they might discover the true meaning of Axis and claim it for themselves.
I just don't understand. That should feel appealing to me, and it just doesn't.
Well, no. Each time a contract is formed, each time we step towards homogeny, you know what the antithesis of life is. In this universe.
Death?
Death. Death, yeah, death.
What were you gonna say, Shaddy? No, 2 seconds. What were you gonna say, Shaddy?
The first thing that popped into my bathroom was a stomachache. But the bathroom, I even said bathroom. The first thing that popped into my mind was a stomachache.
No, you, and the elf known as Bud points towards Shaddy. No, you are closer. Death is not the antithesis of life. That hole, that black gaping hole, that is the antithesis of life. Each time a merger is made, each time a contract formed, each time these companies fold in on one another, it creates another black hole. That is how black holes are formed. It is the literal erosion of life and variety and color. That is what Webflix is striving towards.
Wait, he's saying that Webflix is the ones that's going to have this monopoly.
Yeah. I don't think anyone should have this monopoly. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yernal, can you make just a straight charisma check for me?
8.
Something about this idea cuts you to your very core. This idea that you should not have, that you should not want to have, that you should not own, and you take 9 points of psychic damage.
Yikes.
Yeah! Ugh, capitalism fading. People have more. The few benefits the many. No!
Well, that's exactly why we came here in the first place. Ever since our boss was taken, we've been trying to fight for worker rights all over the universe as companies have slowly been monopoly and unions burned, and we've been trying our best to fight the good fight, and we came here. We came here to stop this merger by any means necessary, and
we did too.
Oh, snap!
So our missions are aligned.
Oh, hell yeah! Viva la revolution!
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ed, could I be very cheeky? Could I ask Shaddy to make an inside check?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's not going to be great here, Jasper, because I just rolled a 1, a natural 1.
Shaddy pulls nothing. That's nothing.
As you look completely oblivious to whatever is happening to Yernal in the background, Hatch leans forward and she places a very dainty hand, no larger than your finger, Shaddy, upon your own. Ever since our boss has been gone, we've been very lost. You see, people like Webflix, like their CEO, Jack Widow, they believe in this great monopoly of magic, but others believe the first contract, that this prophecy, that they believe that it is something else, something greater and altogether more powerful, and our boss was one of those people, but before he could impart the wisdom to us, well, gosh darn tootin',
Webflix enacted a hostile company of our hostile takeover of our company, our warehouse, and hid our boss somewhere outside the known universe, and by gum, we don't know where it is.
Okay.
Anyway, we're done with the exposition, and she just pats your hand and leans back.
Okay. Well, look, we gotta, Urinal, we gotta stop this merger, right?
Yeah, we do.
These little tykes, they want to help us.
Chatty, sorry, 2 seconds. They're fully grown people. These are fully grown people. I'm not respectful to the little man at the best of times, but these aren't kind of like, these are just full people. So just, you know.
I'm 144 years old.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Grandpa. I forgot what your name was. I'm so sorry.
My name's Bailey. My name's Bailey.
Okay, Bailey, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're so... What's your name, by the way?
Don't give me your real name.
Sean.
What did you say?
Sean Turtle. Where's Sean? Sean and Urinal Turtle.
Why did you give him my name? You fucking idiot.
I mean, Sean and Yuri Turtle.
Sean and Urinal Turtle?
Yeah. Oops.
Make a persuasion check for your brother's name. You're in the clear.
That's going to be a 7.
My name is Urinal Turtle.
Okay. if you let us out of these bounds, we can help you. Can't we, Hatch?
Yeah, no, absolutely we can. Isn't that right, bud? Well, yes, of course. We even know how to assemble and unassemble and reassemble a submachine gun in record time. So, if you need.
Okay, that's pretty cool. We probably shouldn't use gun, but fuck it. We're off the grid here. No one's going to see us doing it, so sure, guns are on the table. Real quick, we just need you to create chaos in the only way that you do, right? In the way that you just demand and demand and demand with no yielding or thought for profits or shareholders, right? I want you to think and channel all of that energy into how you hate and despise the idea of people enriching themselves of other people's misfortune. I cannot believe that sentence is coming out of my mouth. Into this building. We have the ability to stop this merger. We don't want to risk your lives. Chetty, what's happening? I'm not making sense, right? I'm speaking like a crazy person. I'm talking about denting profits intentionally, and I don't know why.
I'm so sorry. The whole time that you've been talking, I've been looking around and trying to guess the age of each of these people in my mind.
Sure.
I haven't heard a word you said.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make an insight check for me? At disadvantage, Shani.
Well, I think I know what it's going to be. And it's worse. The second... That's a 2.
You're pretty sure these kids average out at 10.
This is the funniest thing because this was an ongoing theme of Arc 1, which is Shadi refuses to learn. Shadi would roll really well, and whenever it came to learn the lesson, it was like, that's a 2.
I'm so sorry I wasn't listening, because we know that Grandpa's 144, but the rest of these kids just say don't. I couldn't. No. 10, 9, 11.
I'm going to kick you in the shin. I'm going to kick you in the shin.
Don't kick me.
Shadi, shut up.
All right, okay.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So you cause chaos, and we will stop this merger. And afterwards, I'm going to need to talk to you about what spell you have cast upon me to make me feel this way.
I am afraid it is no spell that you need to worry about. Ooh. As behind you, you just see upon a rig of this spider-like robot with this large, just truly triangular-shaped muscular torso atop, this large, blonde-haired individual just looking at you. because the only thing that you are going to feel today is pain.
Wait! I knew I recognized that guy. He ran for the governor of Mardin once. Wow.
I did, and life is a lot easier now. I'm getting a whole lot less criticism for it, and people think I'm actually pretty chill about things like climate change now.
It's kind of a weird 180, honestly, from where we thought you were going to be. Yeah, for sure.
Sure, but I'm still going to snap your neck, though.
Shit. Shaddy, kill him.
Huh?
I'm older. Kill him.
It's the guy. That's the guy. Shaddy looks at him, points at him, is like, that's him!
Both of you, does a 25 hit.
Fuck, yes. Yes. Deeply.
Obviously.
As you take 13 points of bludgeoning damage, as you are both, like, thrust back against the wall as a single mechanical arm just slams you back over the heads of the elves and into the other side of the wall, as coming up to his full height, I'm afraid you will not be leaving here alone tonight, and you will not be leaving... At all.
Sorry, one more time? What was that?
At all.
He said you're not leaving as a dog.
Wait, no, I did not say that. Ah! And he starts charging over the elves towards you. What are the both of you doing?
I'm terrified by this because, again, no matter how much I kill people, it's still terrifying to me to fight. And so I rage again, and let's see what happens.
I swear to God, if you roll to, like, grow a white beard, I'm gonna kill you.
Let's see. No, a bolt of light shoots from my chest. Another creature of your choice that you can see within 30 feet of you must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 6 radiant damage and be blinded until the start of your next turn. Until your rage ends, you can use this effect again on each of your turns as a bonus action.
Let's fucking go, Shaddy, turn into Iron Man. Fuck yeah.
That is a 7, as just this bolt of energy just flies from you. And for a moment, and you've never seen it do this before, but stringing along this lightning, it is as though you see in this room baubles of different colors underneath it before it slams into this figure who crashes through the nearby wall, breaking off parts of the door as he falls to the ground with a very sort of the clarity of as Yernal, what are you doing?
Holy shit, dude, that was awesome. So I'm gonna take out one of the, I've still got 2 javelins left. I'm gonna take one of them. I don't have my good throwing arm, but I'm competent enough with my left. And I'm gonna make a javelin attack against this guy.
Okay, make a ranged attack.
That's still 17.
17, that hits, roll for, what happens as you throw this javelin?
I'm actually going to use a spell on this. My bonus action, I'm going to use Ballistic Smite. That's right. I get to choose acid, cold, fire, lightning, or poison, or thunder damage. And I think, because what I've just seen, I'm like, this is cool. The javelin is gonna like turn into like Zeus's lightning bolt, and I throw it. It wasn't as cool as yours, dude, but like I wanted to keep the motif going. You know what I mean?
As it flies through the air, becoming this just javelin of lightning, you watch as it becomes not just lightning, but it seems to sprout out and out and out, almost like a pointed tree, as it just slams into the individual. And as this has been going on, with each lightning bolt that is going out, each blast that has been ushered, you can just hear the elves, ooh, ah, oh, and they're all whispering amongst themselves, oh, it's the ninth magic, as they are just whispering amongst one another.
You motherfucker, Edward Spence. Oh my God. Sorry, I've just put something together in real time. You are a shit of the greatest proportions.
As the cyborg in front of you begins to crawl up onto all 8 legs and just giving out a massive bellow, begins to charge towards the both of you. I want all 3 of us to roll d20s. Absolutely no modifiers to this.
I rolled a 16.
I rolled a 16 too!
Oh.
Brothers!
Describe what it looks like as the two of you combo this guy
to death.
Okay, I look over at Shaddy and I go, "Go, Thunders!" And I think there was a brief moment where, so on Mardin, there is a the whole like planet. These massive like lightning and thunderbolts like extend from one side of the planet to the other side of the planet, and so the like the best football team in like Mardin are called the Thunders, and like we've both just been using light magic. And I think there's a very brief period where me and Shaddy played for the Thunders at the same time before Shaddy probably got kicked out because he didn't have good enough grades or something. I was a quarterback. Shaddy was like a defensive lineman or whatever. And I'm like, I'm like, "Go Thunders!" And I like yell out a number. And I'm like, I'm kind of hoping that it will trigger the memory, you know, for Shaddy of us running this like particular play where like Shaddy blocks for me and then I'll like come in and do a thing. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking.
I like that. Do you think I remember the number? Should I roll for it?
Yeah. Yeah, roll an insight check.
I rolled a 19. I remember the play. This is a formative memory.
It would have been so funny, though, like, if Yona was extremely confident, runs in, expecting, like, Shaddy to be in the way, and just gets fucking taken out by this thing, because he's like, "Oh, you just didn't get that. Okay, that's fine."
Yeah. No, I think this is a play that we ran. I like this idea, Jasper, if you'll let me run with it a little bit.
Please.
The play basically was a like sort of option play where like the quarterback would run the ball and if things got hairy, he would throw it. And what I do is I throw you my axe and then I run to the other side on the other side of him. And then I'm like looking back at you, like waiting for you to fucking just like fucking hurl it at him.
Okay, so I think you throw me the axe as you do.
Oh, but you have a bad arm.
Another one. I catch it with one arm. Another one of your like bolts of light, yeah, yeah. Like light goes off. I reflect it using the axe into this guy's eye, and he's like, like can't see anything. And then I like go with a flying kick, pass the axe back to you in midair, like full alley-oop. We're now doing NBA.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, I grab him and essentially have him in a one-armed headlock.
Yes.
Ready for you to land the killer blow with the axe.
As you do this, just like streaming through your head once more, you are just moving between one another. It is incredible. Just one moving like liquid, the other moving like oil. And as you do so with each move, you hear that conversation again. "So, Kareem rebounds, right? You throw the axe across. Feeds Worthy on the grid. You throw it back. Over to AC. You reflect the light. To Magic. You're throwing it again. Then back to Worthy, right? And as you bring down the killing blow, boom! 2 points. As the cyborg looks towards you both, and just with this look of absolute terror on his face,
"But I didn't get to ask you a question."
And he just falls to the ground in a crumpled heap as you just see him slowly bisect and white blood streams across the floor.
Shaddy stands over him and he says, "I don't think he'll be back."
There is a small burst of applause from behind you as all the elves.
I love the idea that in our memory version of that play, it was the time that we both got suspended from playing football because we left the ball behind and just basically started beating up the other team. But like in perfect unison together. It's what we're good at. I'm sorry, coach. Like, we're just really good at beating the shit out of guys. Real quick, Yernal is going to bend down and just dip a finger in the white blood and just taste it. I want to make sure it's not delicious.
Oh, make a constitution saving throw for me.
Yeah, that's what I can do. Yeah, 24.
You regain 10 points of health. It is like motor fuel through your body. It's probably not going to have good consequences for you in the long term, but by God, you feel like you could fight God right now.
Shaddy, you remember that one time we went to that cabana place and we got the the mimosas, yeah. And the bartender was like, do you want an extra surprise in your mimosa? And we were like, yes, please. Boom.
Shaddy dips his fingers into the blood and he licks it.
Make a constitution saving throw for me, please.
Oh, God.
Natural one.
No. Actually, 21.
Hey!
Also 10 points. As you just... And for a moment, it is as though you can see the stars themselves. You can see the fabric of the universe. And as you do so, can you make an insight check for me, please?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Six.
For the briefest of moments, Shaddy, you feel a sting upon your cheek and the remains of a handprint, and then it is gone.
The fuck?
Shaddy looks over at the elves and he's like, listen, kids, don't mess with this stuff.
I slap Shaddy.
Oh!
Shaddy, please. Stop calling them kids. I don't like these people, okay? They're the antithesis of everything I've been told to like, but for some reason I'm taking a shine to them, okay? And we need to stop calling them kids because they're not kids, okay?
All right. Sorry. Well, I don't know what else to call them.
Adults! You don't call everyone kids. You don't call mom kid.
Because she's got a name already.
We literally told you our names. Three of us, but even so...
I forgot. I'm sorry, okay? Look, we have a lot to do. That was crazy. We have to figure out how to get to wherever this deal is happening. Do you guys know where this is happening? Like, is there like a room or like are you aware of the layout of this space? Can you point us in the right direction?
Oh, all we know is that it's happening on floor 1201, the exact epicenter of Century Tower.
Okay. Is there a... Like a fast, there's like an elevator or something?
Do you guys know?
You don't know. You're just fucking kids. I mean, elves. Elves. Sorry.
No. You're so good. Don't worry. This is a learning process for us, too. We are aware that there is the zero up and down elevator that runs through the entire tower. From top to bottom. From bottom to top.
Okay. Last question. Do you have anything that could be useful for us to stop this merger? Any cool items? Any cool things? Anything that makes a really big explosion?
Something like this. And Shaddy pulls out the handcuffs from his pocket.
You see Bailey immediately be like, oh, yeah, we have something like... And Hatch immediately is like, no, not here, darling, not here. And Bud looks between you both and, oh, well, of course. And just reaching and... plucking off the stocking from his foot, just reaches into its center, and his arm just completely disappearing into it. And Yernal and Shaddy, give me a single thing that both of you would like.
Okay, what do I ask Santa for? There's so many things I want.
Who said anything about Santa? Just tell me what you, like, Yernal want.
Yeah, come on, Jasper.
Okay. I would like one of those, like, Zippo lighters, I just think it could be helpful.
Bud just pulls his arm out, and a red and white striped Zippo lighter just comes out with a little bow on top as he just hands it over to you. And every time it opens, it just goes...
Shit. Is there a way I can turn this off if I want to be quiet?
Absolutely not.
Okay. It was just quite dark in the vents, and I thought it'd be useful Okay. Thank you.
How about you, good sir?
A turkey sub. I'm hungry.
Just brings it out and hands it to you, and just as your previous items...
We never got lunch.
You can use either of these for... a straight success, exactly meeting the difficulty of whatever skill check you use these items for.
Oh, baby, I can't wait to use this sandwich.
Sandwich, fuck. Okay, assuming we're heading back into the vents, I'll light up the old Zippo and be like, hey, look, Chad, I can see where we're going. Shit, that's gonna get annoying. Hopefully it's got more tracks on it. you know, like we'll like get to the end of this song.
Does it loop if you leave it open, or does it stop after one play?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm hoping we get like a good King Wenceslas or something in there, you know, just to break up the monotony of this one.
Yeah. Well, we gotta find this elevator.
Silent Night would be nice. Okay, let's go. Let's go. You go.
Can you untie us first?
Oh shit. Sorry. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, we gave you a Zippo and a turkey sub. We thought that would be, you know, at least something.
Yeah. Shaddy goes and starts untying all of the elves, and he makes a big point of calling them sir, ma'am, gentlemen. Like, he's like really making it clear that he knows they're adults now. And he's asking some of them, "How old are you?" Wow, 100. Awesome. He's just like making small talk with each one.
We do not have time for this.
That's quick. I'm gonna be quick. Be personable, Yernal.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. That's good for the company.
All right, let's hit it. And I look at, where is the nearest vent?
The one you came in through. The one that you dropped down. The one that even now is sort of crushed the Widowmakers beneath it.
Okay, remember, cause chaos, okay? Little elves? No, not little elves. Fuck.
Run around and just ruin stuff if you can.
Okay, sure thing.
Don't fix them, but wrap them, maybe. You know?
Okay.
Wrap everything.
Oh, okay, sure. Oh,
especially security cameras.
Oh, that's... hey, great idea, Yernal.
Thanks.
It's been a while since we've had anyone give us any kind of direction at all. This is kind of nice.
If you have enjoyed this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast, then why don't you go ahead and check out Oaths and Empires, which is another actual play show that I GM for the wonderful Luke Dale and Tom McKay from the amazing smash hit video game Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, in which we travail the Isle of Vale. I didn't even mean to make that rhyme. A dreary, rainy, monster-infested isle which is determined to push our heroes to the limit. It's a fantastic listen, if I do say so myself, and I would love to see some of you over there. This episode was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Producers are me, Jasper William Cartwright, Jess Jewell, and Chad Pytel. Our social media manager is Ellie Crook, and the episodes are edited and sound designed by the wonderful Oliver Moore. And your cast for this arc have been Edward Spence as the GM, me, Jasper William Cartwright as Yernal Turlet, and of course, John Mackey as Shaddy Turlet.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.